now to the Irish Times Ipsos opinion poll, which shows an increase in support for Sinn Féin, though little change for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. Now for the numbers and caveats bit. The poll was conducted amongst 1,200 adults at 120 sampling points across all constituencies between July 10th and 12th, and the margin of error is plus or minus 2.8%. It's only a snapshot in time, and the real poll is the general election. Now, after all of that, Rory O'Murchu, notwithstanding the margin of error of plus or minus 2.8%, the Sinn Féin are going up, according to this poll, after, you know, mixed fortunes in other polls, but still doing very well as a single party, 34%. You're on here. But when you look across a very fractured opposition, it's hard to see the mechanics of building a government without opting for either A, a big chunk of independents, who are also up 3%, or B, Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, well, look, we always say it's a snapshot in time, but we like the ones where we're up and we don't like the ones where we're down. So right. From that point...
Are you smiling in this snapshot then?
Yeah. No, look, this is positive. It, you know, it would back up what you're hearing on doors. And some of this is people looking for, and yeah, I know I'm going to be accused you would say this anyway, but looking for change. And you are getting that on a consistent,
right, but how do you,
basis.
How
do you put a government together?
Exactly.
We'll see, at this stage, we have to go into an election campaign. I think we saw last time that things can move drastically and hugely in an election campaign. So we would much prefer to be going in a number like that or higher. And we would like to think that we could, on the basis of a campaign well fought, that we could sell our message to a greater amount of people, that we can introduce the changes that are necessary in relation to housing and health and all those issues that impact on people. And I don't think you'll die of shock if I say also moving things on in relation to the wider constitutional issue as regards
all right. Mary Siri Kearney, 18% unchanged.
Yeah, unchanged when our coalition partners appear to have gone down. So I
down would be down 1%, although the margin of error is plus or minus 2.8%.
Indeed, and we have 23% of undecided. So I suppose that's where the
hope lies. Is it?
That's where. Well, I think that things crystallise in the context of a general election campaign, and at a point this far out, it is easy to speculate and not to really have any responsibility towards that which you opt for in a poll like this. But when it comes to actually who you're going to put a number one beside on a ballot paper, then I think people start firming their views, and that they will look towards experience and prudence and.
But would you be nervous in the dynamics internally, and perhaps Fianna Fáil, who are looking to form part of the government after the next general election, how they might start position themselves with regard to the largest party of opposition?
I wouldn't get into the politics of Fianna Fáil at all. I'm too busy working very hard for the people of Dublin South Central and hope that they will reward that by giving me a seat in the next stall and that they would respect the hard work on their behalf.
All right. Well, not quite the independent scrutineer from Stokes Kennedy Crowley at watching the Irish sweepstakes, Tom Clonan, but an independent senator for Trinity College. What do you make? 23%, all to be played for, really, is it?
Well, look, I'm a newcomer to this. And my route into this space is just purely through the family experience. But I see independents are up 3%. And as a new independent senator on the Trinity panel, I kind of like to think that I might be responsible for that increase in popularity. But apart from that, what I think is extraordinary about this is, you know, when you look at it, how Irish people really gravitate towards the centre in our politics. Okay, I mean, you know, Sinn Féin are sometimes characterised as being a party of the left. But when you look at Sinn Féin and how they've performed in the Northern Ireland Assembly and so on, it's...
With limited powers that you have and no fiscal powers, etc.
But I don't mean this in the pejorative sense as in the Tories.
A particular type of government also.
Yeah, but it has behaved quite conservatively. Like, it is a party of the centre. Maybe...
Well, do you mean in the sense of competence?
Yeah, but no, I'm not saying anything problematic or pejorative here. But like, there is this grouping to the centre. And when you compare us to other jurisdictions in the European Union, where you have this polarity, like we do seem to be different. I think there is the potential for consensus.
All right. Well, we don't have plus or minus 2.8 minutes left on this. We have to wrap. Paul Cullen, I'm sure you think this is a fantastic poll. So thanks very much on that. But that's all we have time for.